compliments given reveal my true nature. Compliments that I give reveal my true nature. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capa, California, with a thought for today. Compliments that I give to other people reveal my true nature. Just what is my true nature? How do I live my life? How do I express myself? How do I talk to other people? How do I reveal to other people just who and what I am? Well, who and what I am is reflected in my world by every person that exists. Not just the people I know, but everyone that exists. Everywhere I turn, people reflect back to me who I am. And so, when I give a compliment, a sincere compliment, as all compliments are that I give, it is a reflection of who I am inside myself, around myself, who I believe that I am. And who I believe that I am is something so exciting and so magnificent and so beautiful and so wonderful that it's really quite amazing. It's quite amazing when I realize who and what I am. Now, who are you? What are you? What kind of a person are you? Are you a beautiful person? Are you an exciting person? Are you a person who lives your life so fully and beautifully and wonderfully that everything you do is a glorious adventure? Is everything you do something really magnificent? Well, if it is, then you compliment that. You look at someone that is in your world that you have created, and knowingly you say, "My, you're a wonderful person. You're a thoughtful person. You're a loving person. I enjoy having you in my life. I enjoy having you in my world." And the person may look startled, or most generally, the person will look up and say, and not really say anything, but just look up and smile and accept your compliment because they know it is true. They know what you are saying about them is true because that's who you are. You are a fabulous, wonderful, glorious, beautiful person, a person that anyone can look upon and say, "Yes, yes, yes." And you say, "Well, gee, that's a heavy-duty thing. That's a lot. That's a lot to expect from anyone to think that they're going to be like that. My goodness sake, how can that ever be?" Well, it's a very simple thing. It's a very simple thing. We get our lives so complicated in what we think other people believe and do, and what we think we should believe and do, that in the process of doing this, we forget who we are. We forget the very simple, gentle, loving, tender, caring person that we are. Each one of us are a gentle, loving, caring, tender person. Each one of us are really quite spectacular. If you would look at yourself and think of yourself, "Okay, I have a grandchild. Now, what am I going to think about that grandchild? Oh my, the bestest in the world. I have a child. What am I going to think of that child? Oh my, the most wonderful in the world. I have a husband or wife. What am I going to think about them? I have good taste. I have chosen the ideal husband, the ideal wife. I have chosen the ideal spouse in my life." And what about the relatives we have? "Well, naturally, I am of good stock. Naturally, every one of my relatives are beautiful and good and fantastic. Every one of my relatives are a reflection of me. And I think I'm all right. I think I'm doing the right thing. I think I'm living with the right attitude in my mind, the right thoughts in my mind, the right being that I am." Now, I work on a job, and my co-workers are the most marvelous co-workers you could ever have. I don't have to shift jobs or go to a different state or a different world to find people who are wonderful. They're right where I am because they're a reflection of me. If I am a self-confident, self-disciplined, self-determined, and I really believe what I do, if I am under all circumstances self-diligent, then the people in my world will be that way. The people in my world are an exact 100% duplicate of who I am. My attitudes, my thinking, my way. You say, well, that doesn't make for a very interesting world to have people be just like we are. Oh, my, yes, it does. When you have people in your world who are just like you are, then what you are saying is that who you are is a wonderful person. Is the who you are the kind of person you want to be? Is the who you are the kind of person that you believe in, that you know is you? Is the who you are something wonderful? Well, I should say it is. We read in the newspapers about people who do things that are naughty and do things that are scandalous and do things that are bad for their character and so forth. And as we read this, do we say, ho, 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 you got caught, ho, 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 you're naughty, ho, ho? Or do we say, hey, you're in the newspaper, you're in the magazine, you're in the television, you're in my world. I am aware of you. Therefore, I stop right this instant and I say, I surround you with my pure white light of love. I surround you with all that is good and beautiful. You are good and beautiful. You are wonderful. You are magnificent. You live according to principle. You are beautiful. You are wonderful. You are magnificent. Not for one second do I allow myself to judge another person, because that person is a reflection of me. And I only see that person as an ideal reflection of me. I only see that person, no matter how interesting may be their plight, no matter how unique may be their journey into problems, I see them whole and perfect. I see them guided by the divine within them at all times, as I am. And no matter what things are said about anybody in the world, I see them perfect. Well, Herb, you can't do that. People in the world are that way. People, they do things like that. No, they don't. They do things like that because I give them attention to doing things like that. I hear a rumor. I hear a comment. I hear anything said by anybody, even them, about what has happened. And they don't dare be unkind in my world. They don't dare be mean or hateful or in any way unlike the divine in my world. They don't dare. Really, they don't dare. There's no way in which anyone in my world could be mean and hateful. There's no way anyone in my world could not express the love, unconditional love that I express. I look at everyone and I say, you're beautiful, you're wonderful, you're fantastic. I see these news reports that come to me and I say, hey, basta, stop, 1 minute, please. Wait, 1 minute. I am the one who tunes my radio stations and my TV stations and my life into what's going on around me, and I do not choose to tune into anything which is contrary to my highest good, contrary to your highest good, contrary to my creative beingness highest good. I create all in the eyes of love and beauty and goodness. I will not allow myself to think a thought contrary to my highest good. Therein, therefore, and to it, no person in my world can do or think a thing contrary to their highest good, contrary to their divinity, to the divine within them. No person, including me. I cannot hear a movie, I cannot see a news report, I cannot see anything in the world which is contrary to my absolute perfection. Now, at the moment, and there is only the moment that we live, But at the moment, we have one challenge. We have one challenge. Are we going to be responsible or not? Are we going to take charge? Now, you're standing there at the table of all knowledge, all wisdom, all experiences, all. And you can reach out and take a rotten apple, or you can take a good apple. You can reach out and take what desirable things, and you can take the undesirable things. It's perfectly acceptable. You are allowed to do that. But if you are truly in charge of yourself, if you're truly a master of yourself, if you're truly saying of yourself, I am the creator of my world and every single thing that's in it, you will say with God, all that I have created is good and very good. Now, is there any other creation you want? Not me. I create everyone in my world good and very good. I create every experience in my world good and very good. I create all the people and all the talk and all the information that I get good and very good. Negative information does not come into my world. Only that which is desirable and good. And I say all is in divine order now. All is in divine order now. All is in divine order now. And I am proclaiming that and naming that and experiencing it. Now, you say, I say, we say, I got a problem. And you talk about your problem. You let your problem stay in your mind, stay as something you're considering and thinking about. And you build that problem. You make it into something rather sad. Now, you say, how do you not do that? I mean, we're human beings. How do you not do that? We're in a world where other people live and other people have rights. No one has any right in your world or my world other than the right that I give them, other than the right that you give them. No one has any right to be in our world unless we say, okay, if an unhappy person moves into our world, we say, I see you whole and perfect. I see you happy. I see you joyous. I see you fantastic. And that person, if they choose to be fantastic and joyous and healthy and wealthy and wise and all the things that I am, they'll stay in my world. If they do not choose to be responsible for themselves and say, I am the master of my world, I like my world very much, and I like everybody in my world, and my world is fantastic, I love it, I love it, I love it. If they don't say that, all of a sudden I don't realize it, but they're out of my world. I don't realize it at all. Because anything that is contrary to my nature is not in my world. I will not empower its continued existence or its even starting existence. I live in one moment of time and space and allness. I live in now. And as I live now, I can have the choice of taking the good apple or a rotten apple. I can have the choice of taking happy experiences or sad experiences. I can take the choice of being healthy or being not. It's all my choice. It's all my decision. It's all who I am. And so that's why I give compliments to all of my world, reminding me constantly in my world that they are wonderful. I write letters to people and emails to people and talk to people, and I have the gall to say beloved to all of them. And I have this gall, I have this ability to say beloved to every single person in my world because they are my creation and they are my beloved. And I even write to business people, beloved. And I say at the end, I love you, love, Herb. And they might think, who is this strange person telling me that they love me? Who is this strange person telling me that they love me? And I'm somebody else's wife, and I'm somebody else's husband, I'm somebody else's world. Why are they saying they love me? Well, I tell everyone I love them because I love myself unconditionally. And as I love myself unconditionally, I have to love everyone in my world unconditionally. And therefore, I can say, beloved. I don't have to say beloved. I can say hi. I can just say anything I want, because in whatever words I use are transmitted my emotions, my feelings, my attitudes, my desires, my goals, myself, who I am. And it is wonderful. Now, in all of my years of doing this, beloved, and I love you, I've had maybe one or two people write back and say, what do you mean, I love you? What do you mean, beloved? One or two. And then I realize they were thinking about it. And so I explain to them, and I say, I'm the creator of my world and everyone in my world, and everyone in my world is good and very good, and so therefore everyone is good. And if I write to you as a business, if I write to you as a person, if I write to you as someone I know and respect, it's because I love you, and I call you my beloved. And every one of us could well do that, because that's the truth. Every one of us know that all the world is our beloved. All the world is who and what we are. That's why I give out compliments constantly. That's why I say to everyone, I love you. That's why I say to everyone, oh, hey, you're a fantastic person. I got an email from Rosalie in Auburn, and she's over in Switzerland, and she was listening to my talk, and she says, gee, Herb, your talk is wonderful. Your talk just lifted me up, made me feel so great. Herb, listening to your talk is just so super. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your wonderful talk. Well, I wrote back to her, Rosalie, you're the greatest. You are wonderful. I love you, I love you, I love you. Now, do I want to have her as more of a friend than she is? Do I want to make her into a friend that she is not? No. She is a friend, and I love her. She is as much, I could not love her more than I love her. I could not love her more than I love my son, or my wife, or my family, or my associates here at the University of Healing. I could not love any one person more than I love another, because everyone is precious in my heart, precious indeed. And I give each compliments whenever I see them, whenever I think about them. Whenever I think about them, I don't think that they're whole and perfect. I don't think that they're rich. I don't think that they're happy. I don't think that anything like that. What I think about them, I think they're divine. They're ideal. They're living their ideal life right now. And the ideal life includes everything good and beautiful. But I see them living their ideal life right now. And you know, they are. They're living their ideal life right now. And they're as happy as they can be. And could anything be more beautiful than that? I doubt it. I'm so happy for them. I'm so happy for me. And that's why I give these compliments all the time. And the compliments are merely words reflecting who I am and who I see in the world about me. And it's all good and very good. You know, you're spectacular. I love you. I love you. I love you.